The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
It's the voice of DJ Scream. We're live from First Class Sounds. Big Bank Black is here. We got a special guest on the next edition of Big Facts. We'd like to welcome Rich Homie Quan, the Big
Ski.
Now, before we get started, man, in tradition, Big Facts, raise your right hand, man. We got to swear you in. Tell the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth. Yes, I do.
Okay, and you can plead the fifth as well. We ain't here to mess you up.
I ain't trying to plead the fifth, though, man. It's Big Facts.
What's up with Rich Homie, though, man? What you been on?
Man, working, man. Staying focused, man. You know, I'm staying out the way. Still working, though. You know what I'm saying? Still collecting that bag. Still paying bills and shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would you say staying out the way, though? I mean, man, you got a lot of fans that don't want you to stay out the way.
Yeah, I got a lot of fans, you feel me? But, like, you got to think, like, like Black just said, like, Nick came out so hot, started staying out the way. Man, I made a lot of that money fast, bro, you feel me? And making a lot of that money fast, ego got in my way, you feel me? So sometimes, now I had to just step back from self and absorb self. And like, nigga, you tripping.
Ain't no rule book come with that money, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Then no rule book come with that money. You ain't know how to take all the shit that come with that shit.
Yeah, then like, you feel me? It went like, nigga got like 100,000 to 500,000. Went from broke to like a million fast. So it's you feel me? That shit'll fuck with your mental. You know what I mean?
Facts.
That shit'll fuck with your mental. Like, you feel me? Especially coming from nothing and you think you want everything, then you buy everything, your ass stuck. Like, what I'm gonna do next? You feel me? So it was just like one of them me moments where I just had to step back from myself and just like, feel me, let shit fizzle out a little bit and just find out like what's my purpose for being here.
Is there anything you would have did different?
Yeah, of course. Like, if a nigga say, nah, he lying, of course the shit you would have, I would have did
couple
different.
Things, like what? Maybe a couple moments where you was like, man, I might have did this like this or just.
Nah, it's just like, man, one thing I always say, like what I would have did, like, to be honest, man, I ain't even read my paperwork. I just signed it. You see what I'm saying? Nigga been broke. Shit, that TIG, that fly, he got a check. I know he ain't finna try me. They my mind telling myself.
Okay.
You feel me? Not saying I signed a bad contract, but like, shit, at the end of the day, that's why we ended up doing what we had to do, because like the contract went, like, that shit went right to me.
So that's why, like it feel like your shit just slowed down or came to a stop because you feel like you was in feud with your label?
We was going through a litigation. So at the time, we're trying to see what we're going to do with songs. And, like, shit, I hadn't been paid for, like, the other songs I put out. So you got to think in my mind, I'm like, shit, I haven't even been compensated for the good music I done did. Why the hell I'm going to drop some more shit if my money ain't even right by this? So let me get my business right. So when I do drop some more shit, I know I'll be paid the right way. You feel me? So that's really what it was.
What would you say to people about the signed contracts, like some of the young ones and the artists and all that shit? Like, because that's a common thing.
Yeah,
like,
I can't really say what to say only because, like, that shit worked for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing what worked for me. Like, I would just say, like, get your entertainment lawyer if this something you want to do. You feel me? Like, that's what you should start off. Like, get your entertainment lawyer. Because, like, me, I don't like to read paperwork. Niggas send you 8,000 paper. You just trying to see the last paper and the first paper.
Where you sign at?
You feel me? Yeah, so, like, I would just say, like, get somebody to look over that work. You know what I mean? Just being smart about it. Like, it's a business, bro.
It be all type of shit hidden up in that shit.
Come on, man. You know, like, that's like on a commercial. The shit that be real that you can't see. You know what I mean? Yeah, they going to tell you. Come on, man. And, like, I don't like to read that shit. So, like, without, like, going forward, I would just get me an entertainment lawyer. You know what I mean? Just be smart, man. You feel me? Like, read everything before you sign it. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Hi, you interact with your fans a lot. Now, you know you made them a promise on these yeah, projects, yeah, these tapes. You would, yeah, never stop going in.
Yeah.
So I even had people ask me, because you rock with Tank too, and he, mm-hmm, close to you, like, what's up, man? They want you to keep going in. So what's the status on 2020? What can we expect from Rich Homie? Like, what's going to be going on?
Shit, man, of course, like, I got to keep going in. But, like, I feel like I had to just get out of that, branding myself by still going in. Of course, like, I want to evolve. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, shit, that's me. I already done said it. I don't want to keep saying it. You feel me? Just about elevation, man, growth. Of course, as long as just mic in my face, I am an artist. So with that being said, I still got a job to do. I still got fans to please. You feel me? Music gonna get dropped. But it goes back, like I said, like, I got my business handled now. So now I know, like, whatever I drop, I'm really benefiting off of it. You know what I'm saying?
I seen shit on Graham, I think. Yeah. On your page, you posted, like, Old Corn.
Yeah, the Old Corn.
Yeah. Old Corn hardest, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with Old Corn, but, like, the song came about. It's like every time I go, like you just said.
No, I'm saying the Old Corn.
The old me.
It's the hardest.
Yeah. But, like,
I'm putting you down.
Yeah.
Man.
Like Old Corn, like, the Old Corn is the hardest. Like, but, like, at that time, but, like, right now, I ain't going through that type of shit I'm going through in my life no more.
Hey, man, you got to figure out how to make that shit. Yeah. You gotta, I'm putting you down,
that
man.
Right,
I'm putting
that
your
right
ass down.
That right, too.
You got to go get some inspiration. You got to go ride past, you know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, that right.
That's what niggas want to hear, bro. Like, yeah, like, bro, you came out so hard, and niggas was saying you sound like Future. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We know that.
Yeah.
I called this nigga. I said, bro, so nigga I just seen up here with Gucci, bro. Yeah. I don't think he signed to nobody.
Yeah, we over there at the house.
You
we
need to sign
house.
This nigga now, man. Mm. He, yeah, sound like you, but it gonna work.
Yeah.
I told that nigga that shit. He'll, yeah, tell you.
Yeah. Well, we locked in over there at Gucci house, man, about a month, man.
Yeah,
whole,
yeah, for real.
Dish, man. Gucci would not let nigga leave.
Nah,
that's
real
how
shit.
That
whole month, bro.
That's how you work.
Right down Marlon.
Yeah, you pushing them bitches out, bro. You pushing them bitches out.
Yeah, it was that hunger, bro. It was that hunger, man.
What you think make you can trigger that same shit back in the nigga?
What, get that hunger back?
Yeah.
I see, like what I just did. Like me, like, I had to get out the studio with everybody and get back to recording with just me. Stop trying to make all the heads nod and what you call it and just get to drop the music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because the music
that
I like, shit, the world got to like it, it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to,
mm-hmm,
me trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know, like you don't be, you're an artist.
Yeah,
so, you,
sure,
know, you in the studio, you looking through the booth, when you start seeing them head nod, that make you smile, that stroke your ego.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I had to just dumb it down. Nobody in the studio, just me, bro.
Yeah, because some of the time it be niggas just nodding their head because,
yeah,
they know you looking.
Yeah, exactly. So
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Nigga playing your game with you. You feel me? So it's like, just had to just cut everything out. Get out the big, yo, go back in the room. You feel me? Just get inspired, bro, some way, somehow.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's all, man. Then you start, you see niggas around you moving. Shit, I'm supposed to be moving like that. So that's some inspiration. You feel me? No, I'm like, shit, man, no, y'all niggas ain't harder than me. I just got to outwork y'all niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And that's just been my whole thing. Like, nigga ain't fucking with me, Scream.
Mm.
I just gotta outwork them, bro. You feel me?
Mm.
Don't get caught up in the sauce. Don't get caught up in the hype. You feel me? That's my mind frame, bro.
Now, you know I'm a mixtape nigga. I dig through hard drives. And I think, how many songs you and Future got together that we ain't heard? I think it's about 5 or 10 of them.
Yeah, about
12.
Yeah, they know more than I do. You feel me? About 12.
About 12,
yeah,
of them.
We got now.
You think we ever hear them?
Bangles. I done heard all of them.
Yeah,
you heard all of them?
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
They get to hear everything.
Like,
you the DJ, man.
I really like... You feel me? Like, I would want to get back,
yeah,
in the yo, though. You feel me? Yeah, I would want to get back in the yo. You feel me?
Because,
like, I've grown as an individual. You feel me? Then I want to see what bro had it, just to see, like, do he feel comfortable putting it out? Because,
mm-hmm,
I think, like, that was always, like, his songs were just collaborative work. If you ask me, them bitches would have been out.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't want to just, you know, let the song pop out and mess up the relationship me and him do got. You feel me? So... When bro wanna drop him, he just hit me up, my line open, like, shit, I'm ready to drop him.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
And just as a fan, I just gotta throw it out there, man. This is like me asking, like, Outkast, where they do music together.
Yeah.
Where you and Young Thug, where we see one song reunion, maybe.
Bro, I don't know, bro. You feel me?
Is like the conversation anywhere amongst the camps, anywhere? Is it in the air at all? Or is just,
nah,
y'all just...
If you had one thing to say to Schlein, like, as your boy, your brother, how y'all were locked in, what you said on the phone if y'all was
right now?
Yeah.
Shit, bro, let's just chop it up. You feel me? Like, before we even get to songs and
exactly.
I want to just see what bro mind mentally, like, mm-hmm, because, like, to this day, we still ain't just had no conversation. It was more like people around us talking, opposed to me and bro just sitting down having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So if I talk to my bro, shit, pull up on me, let's just chop it up. This ain't no studio, this ain't no nothing. It's just like to see where we at, let's just chop it up. You feel me? So that's what it'll be, straight up.
Okay.
What you think got in the way of that shit? Like,
Egos, real bro. Shit. Like, you got to think, at that time, man, we both hungry. We both just take off. And like I just said, just straight up egos and people around us talking. You know what I mean? And that shit happened fast, bro.
Yeah.
That shit happened fast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't expected to do that. Like, straight up, man. Mm. You feel me?
How you feel? You check out his music, like his last album and everything? Yeah, how you feel? You ride like, out be happy for him.
Be a liar, man, nigga. Sound. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, man. Facts.
I was in the studio every day.
Yeah,
like,
facts, you know what I'm saying?
Everything. Yeah, this shit hard. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? Shit hard. Like,
yeah, that's what we're here for, the facts.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, all that shit hard. Like, nah, right. Man, I ain't listening to that.
Some people be on that. No, I don't listen to no rappers. You know what I mean?
Nigga, you hear it. You ain't got to listen, but you hear it.
Know what's happening. You feel me? So, yeah, I listen. Like, you feel me? Of course, like coming out, like not saying like I'm going to look for it, but if I hear it, I'm listening to that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Like, so what was the situation with Birdseye? I ain't never get a chance to ask you.
It wasn't no situation. It's just like I never did paperwork with Bird. So like
just niggas just locking in on
some. Yeah, you just know up. Like you saying like me and Thug in the studio every day. Bird come with Thug one day. Now Bird at the yo every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like shit, Bird like shit. I just wanna put this shit out. You know JJ, I wanna put it out. Let me put it out, Corn. Cause me and Thug dropping a lot of music. We don't really know what we're gonna do with it. Bird was like, shit, man, let me just put it out under the Rich Gang. We ain't do no paperwork. We ain't do nothing. Just, you know what I mean? We just making music, you feel me? Bird probably, like, rapped on two songs. The songs I already did, you feel me? Bird just, but these niggas, but they working so much. Like, me and Thug in two different rooms in the yoke. You feel me? Sometimes we'll just get in. But other than that, he working, I'm working. You feel me? Bird just, like we were doing, put the shit together, and we just put it out. You know what I mean? Mm. It wasn't never no situation. You feel me? Mm. So it's like I was never tied to Bird. So like I don't know, but like I see Bird still. What's up, Bird? You know what I'm saying? It ain't no bad blood in that. Mm. You feel me? I don't know how he feel, but I'm telling you what really went on. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Straight up. You feel me? Mm. You know.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. And I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Absolutely, man. You got that Falcons jersey on, man. Let's talk a little sports for a quick second, man.
I had this on yesterday, man. I love them Birds, though. You feel me? Like, I'm from Atlanta. Cool, like, nigga, this shit on yesterday, man. Went to a little video shoot. I want to rep them Birds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now that's real. We salute it. We salute it. It just be tough, man. Them Birds don't cost us so much money.
All right, that's Atlanta, nigga. We ain't won that. Shit, the Brave, bro. You feel me? Like, I told myself, like, I probably gonna be the lamest nigga in the world. But like, when we play Golden State and Steph come back, I'm gonna be courtside with a Steph on. They're like, Quan, what are you doing? I'm like, one that bankroll with Steph. Just, I got to let bro know. Like, they going there with all that Atlanta shit on. You capping.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I go in there, man.
Right.
I'm gonna be Golden State. I'm gonna look like the mascot, man. I'm on that Steph, man.
You still live in Atlanta? Or you move?
Hey, man, I got to stay in Atlanta. Like, this the black Mecca, man. This is black Hollywood. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
How that shit is with, like, with your hood? You know when niggas get fame and shit, go up and shit, like, with your day, not day one, but, you know, niggas that was around and shit.
Like I said, you know how that go, man. When you get to saying no, no, man, you know, you're a fuck nigga. Soon you say, yo, you know, you their best friend again. It just come like growth, man. It's no for me. I don't give a damn how what you consider me, how it look, nigga. I done said yeah 1,000 times, bro. You feel me? Yeah, we still going
to a lot of them yells, goddamn, make you be had to tell somebody you love in the future, no.
That's real shit. Nah, that's real talk.
You gotta tell your bitch, no, she can't get this because you got them being yeah, and niggas ass
all. Yeah, like, I got some day ones who went straight. I got some day ones who gonna forever be day one. You feel me? That's how I go. I still can go to the hood. You feel me? That was going on, man. That shit come with it. If you don't know how to handle it, I feel like you weren't built for this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna quit, you weren't built for this shit.
Mm.
You feel me? That's like two things I ain't gonna do and I can't do. Mm. You feel me? Like, come on, man. Atlanta breed warriors, bro. Mm.
How old you were when you started rapping though?
When I took it serious, probably like 11th grade. 11th grade when I just like fuck baseball. I just wanna do, you know, rap. I think I wanna rap. Probably like 11th grade, but I feel like shit, my whole life, like, God was throwing signs. I was in the band. Shit. Third to eighth grade. You feel me? Quit that shit, though. Right. Like, you know, you go to that football game. I'm up there, Price. So we went to Lakewood Stadium. Mm-hmm. I pull up at 10. All the cool niggas in the top. So I was like, I don't want to do the baseball. I mean, I don't want to play the band no more. So by the time I get to high school, baseball, that shit wasn't working out. So I was like, try to rap. Like, I always like poems, like to read books. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what they do. You feel me? I thought I was good. Shit sucked, like, when I listened to it, but it was just part of my growing process. You feel me? After I got out of jail, I was like, did what I want to do. Fuck it. Did what it is.
Do you read Instagram comments?
Nah, I don't get caught up in them.
You don't get caught up? So social media, you don't hear the trolls and the people and the comments and all that. You try to just stay focused on.
Like, the one that be at the bottom of a picture, if it's just, like, at the bottom, but that probably somebody I'm already following.
Right.
But man, I ain't just, like, going through scrolling on them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest shit ever came to your DM? Blew your mind.
A nude?
A who?
A nude picture. A naked
nude
picture? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, for somebody I wouldn't even expect no nude from.
Blue check?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He said, of course.
A nude, you feel me? Yeah, a nude. Other than that, you feel me? You see DMs all day. Niggas asking. I don't think, like, nothing crazy you ain't heard before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're pretty sure it was a crazy DM you done saw.
Let me hear one of yours. Not as crazy as yours.
You feel me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, crazy, like. I did some crazy shit, you feel me?
You ever opened up the DM, though, like, speaking of, like, news and blue checks and all that shit, and be like, bingo, jackpot, like, I was waiting on this. I thought about this.
Hell nah.
Nah, not yet?
I don't know, I just don't look at it like, that ain't the way I try to holler at women, like, you feel me? Like, I ain't trying to holler at you through the ground. I'm trying to show you this shit real life, because my mind, like, everybody trying to use that avenue. Everybody gonna send a DM. Let me just pull up on a pimp for real. Let me just show her what it is for real. So I like, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna say like I don't reply back to bitches now, cause I'm capping.
Right,
but
right.
But like, I ain't trying to shoot my shot on that motherfucker, that makes sense. I'm entertaining the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, I ain't shooting my shot, but I'm entertaining the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Entertaining the bullshit, but not shooting the shot. I read between the lines.
You feel me? Yeah. You feel me?
I read between the lines, man. Who you think one of the hardest young niggas in the city on the come up?
Shit. Baby, he done came up, though.
He's up.
Let me see who I just, like,
Baby killing it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, it's so many niggas in Atlanta rapping now, man. I don't even know who is who, but nigga from here. Baby hard, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
The baby hard, but I know he ain't from here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who I like, though. What's the dude's name? Lil Guap, Tarantino. Like, Lil Guap. Guap hard.
Red.
Yeah, Lil Guap hard,
yeah.
Bro.
Guap
yeah. Him. I like his image.
Shout
I like
out to him. He charged
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that nigga hard.
He charged up. Guap charged up.
Yeah, Guap charged, so.
And he got the work ethic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so like, yeah, he could rap. I be
shout out to Guap, Tarantino, free band.
Shout out to Guap, yeah. But I just be still listening to niggas who can rap, you feel me? Cause niggas just throwing on beat, just talking. You still got niggas, still some talent out there.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
What's something you looking forward to doing in 2020 as Rich Homie Quan that you ain't got a chance to do, like some bucket list shit?
Shit, bro. I wouldn't mind like doing a book, write me a book. Okay. You feel me? But I ain't trying to write no autobiography. You feel me? It's more like on some like some Alex Cross shit, you know, like you feel me? Like some different shit. I just wanna show niggas like niggas like different, you know, everybody wanna come out of the autobiography. I feel like that's what I rap for. I've told you enough about me. Okay. What I'm gonna tell you in the book, you don't already know my nigga. You feel me? Like, so I just wanna come out and just show niggas like nigga mind be thinking. You feel me? Maybe then put that shit on a movie, a little strip, but they start writing a book. You feel me?
You think out there in this rap shit, right? You think that street shit automatically come with the rap shit? Like,
not no
when
more.
When you're a rapper. Like, I'm saying like just like beef and, you know what I'm saying, confrontations and egos and all that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit automatic. You feel like it automatically come with it or you can escape it?
That shit automatic, bro.
That shit automatic.
Like, that shit automatic. Like, I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? You the backpack kid. It's going to be a nigga that's going to come for your spot. And you're going to have to, you're going to be put in that situation. You feel me? Like, retaliate or don't. Like, bro, how do you feel about it? Even on the interview, they're going to ask. Your facial expression going to tell it all. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, ain't no escaping that. That shit come with it. Price of fame.
Real shit.
Straight up. You feel me? Like,
you said earlier, like, goddamn, basically, like, nigga count. Got lost in this shit, like chasing the wrong light. You know what I'm saying? What move you feel like? Yeah, now you look back on like, damn, I wish I would never did that shit.
And it probably land.
It was that damn, bro.
You said a damn.
You shouldn't have did that shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
You shouldn't have did that shit.
The damn, like the. That's a big fact.
I'm putting you down, man.
Look,
you shouldn't have did that shit,
but look,
man.
But, all right, now Pete Gang. All right, you right. So I'm my defense. Look how many niggas got dancing now. I feel like,
yeah,
you feel me?
But that like, just wasn't that way. It went that like that. My nigga, bitch, it don't sound like that nigga finna do that.
Yeah, like, and I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. It went. You feel me? It went. That was like 5 years. I feel like I just felt like I don't know, bro. I was drunk as hell when I did. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Look, the crazy thing is, I did this shit, bro. We in Florida, and I remember.
But you start like, running with it. You should just let that one time, like,
bro.
Okay,
I killed it. But listen, dude, I'm telling you, when I did it, bro. Man, the girls went so crazy.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
so,
I see.
Like, I felt like, boy, you ain't never seen when Diddy be dancing up there. I felt like Prince. I had never just heard like the girls throwing panties and shit. Now I'm getting panties and bras.
Like
I'm getting panties and bras thrown at me now. I was like, nigga.
He say feel like Prince.
I was like, nigga. I was like, boy, this shit. But
did
I ain't gonna
wave,
lie.
Yeah.
That shit when I did the damn, bro, I had nigga had sold 2 million, bro, in 10 years. We had them broke a record like on some shit as an independent.
Bro, I'm about to say that.
But I ain't gonna lie.
About hits.
That the shit was going banana,
let me tell you what it was. Nigga stopped taking me serious when I did the damn.
Yes, man. That's all putting you down, man. Like,
nigga
like,
nigga, but get what to this day. Why you can't give me a dollar to do that motherfucker, boy? Nigga, like, but hit the damn. Yeah, nobody hit corn, boy. Ain't nobody, we not hit no more.
That ain't even him. Yeah, I'm not him.
Yeah, man. So, like, yeah, at the moment, like I say, it was drunk. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? Because niggas did start, like, boy, this nigga dance.
Nah, you hit the dance now.
Nah, for real.
You did that? You hit.
No, I said you hit the dance.
Oh, I thought you said you hit it.
Them folks made a whole nother hit off that shit.
Listen, bro. To this day, man.
For real, you got paid? Did you get paid off that shit?
Man,
oh, that's
the hell.
Nah,
they hitting the corn, doing the dance, and saying your name. You can't get nobody.
Only because, bro, I just felt like you just said, I ain't even want to be associated with nothing with the dance. Like after the nigga made the song, bro, and who made? No disrespect to I Heart Memphis or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like. I was like, man, and he was young. You got to think, at that time, man, I'm like 26, 27, man. This nigga like, hey, time, like, man, what that baby ass nigga doing the dance like that? You feel me? Like, he, you know what I'm saying? Then he done named it. And then when ain't no name to it.
But
he made me a verb.
At the video.
You feel me? Like, when he hit the corn now, bro.
At the video.
We never had a name on it. When he put the name on it, man.
You was through.
Yeah, bro.
At the video, though, with your partners, man. Ain't none of your partners say, hey, man, what's
bro,
going
they
on?
Saw the way the girl was looking. They were trying to do it. What you mean? Like, now I'm putting you down. You feel
me? Yeah, they were trying to do it.
Yeah, man, after they saw the girl reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas started trying to do it. You feel me? I went, like, to be honest, after we had done sold, then I started like, oh, these niggas laughing at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably laughing. I'm thinking, like, oh, boy, y'all, boy, I'm getting up. Like I told you, like, once you step back from self, you just look like, everybody mad, like, bro, why you ain't do the dance? Everybody know you for the. But y'all niggas ain't up here doing the dance with me. What you talking about, man? You ain't arching your back like on the head, man. You feel me? So we retired the dance, RP the dance, you know what I'm saying?
Dance is
like
over.
Straight up.
Dance
man.
Made some money though.
Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah,
you feel me? Like I said,
it do. Like, it do. But it was a gift and a curse. Somewhere that you don't want to go.
Yeah, it was a gift and a curse.
You stay there.
Yeah.
Well, stay there.
You feel me?
You think a nigga like
But Duke ain't doing what he would do. You know he wasn't doing it. Duke dancing.
See, it'd be different if I came that out dancing. That's what it was, too, though. You feel me?
Like, yeah, if you came out dancing, you could stick to
you
it.
You feel me? Yeah, but like, nah, but like, fuck the dance.
Corn know that shit wasn't right, yeah, man.
You feel me?
Like, for real. Like, but like right at the time.
But listen, and in my mind, though, but you got to think, bro. Trying to, at the time, like, niggas still trying to cross over. You feel me? Like, you got to think, this was my biggest song of my career.
It's chasing the light. It really chasing the light.
Like you say, I gained the crossover. Like the crowd, but at the same time, I lost like my core.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, you're gonna have to come back.
You lose your core.
Y'all gotta come back.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like, so then, yeah, like I said,
yeah, you gotta turn into a do the dance nigga.
It ain't even about the money, but like, you know, when niggas like, but why you do that? You just had to bring the money, let you know, like, the dance wasn't done for nothing. But at the end of the day, like, you lost your vision doing the dance. So, yeah, to say what you say, yeah, you right.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, cause that shit like.
This thing's silly, man. This thing's silly, bro.
I ain't trying to be funny, bro. You know I'm funny from the beginning, Corey.
I know your character. He gonna be
you
real.
You hard, bro. Like, I know you.
I'm putting you
down. When I see that shit, I'm like, hell nah, Corey. You just got there. Like, that was it. You know what I'm saying? That shit there, that sweat and all that old shit, that was it. Stay right there.
Yeah.
Cause nigga tried that ooh. That probably.
But listen though. Listen, everybody.
Hold on, I got me a plaque off that ooh.
But listen though.
Right, but go ahead. He could have wrote that for somebody.
But
else.
Listen what I'm finna tell you though.
He got the same.
To my credit, to my managers in here. Bro, I didn't pick that song. You feel
me? It was a hit. It's a hit.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I was so used to. I was so used to, like, picking the songs that describe who I am. You feel me? Like, I wasn't used
that's to. That's the shit niggas want, though.
Bro, I wasn't used like, but, like, I wasn't used to, bro. The singer getting picked for me, like, but this the one we're going with. I'm like, hold up. I don't even. You feel me? I wasn't even feeling like, I wouldn't put it up.
You gotta perform it. Like, nigga, once you don't gave it to me, this shit is up. It's up. Like, I hate it doing try it out. Like, them folk were booking me with goddamn. Bro, I used to hate that shit, bro. Like, y'all booking me with what them boy named Travis Porter, no shot to them, but bro, this ain't what I'm doing. This pimping I'm talking about. This shit just sound like that, bro. Nah, man. One day I quit.
Yeah, you did.
Not doing no more show. Don't call me. I don't give a fuck if they got $100,000. I don't want it. And you know, I got to go up here and do this shit in front of goddamn.
Your boy's like, damn, I know my nigga like. Yeah. Bro, like, I wasn't feeling it. Cause, like, I knew, like, my core fam, was like, bro, they want to hear some hard shit, bro. Like,
yes.
They want to hear some hard shit. And Fly, like, bro, I'm telling you, this the one. Fly saying, I'm telling you, this the one.
But what else Fly supposed to say? It was the one.
Yeah.
What else Fly supposed to say from a business standpoint?
Yeah,
it was a hit. He picked a hit, but I got to come back to this shit.
Yeah.
Corn, like, well, these hoes, you know what I'm saying, nigga get older, these hoes start looking at nigga different. Okay, now these hoes ain't screaming no more. Well, my niggas didn't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, they're right, too.
You get what I'm saying? Right, nigga don't want to hear that. Nigga don't want to even get in no video with no nigga shit. Not saying this happened, like, bro, this nigga try to do that dance, bro. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, hell nah, boy. Nigga dodging the nigga every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, bro. Can't get cut. Bro, you came too hard.
I feel you.
Bro. You shut the streets, my nigga.
Yeah.
Niggas don't do that when they come out, bro. You shut the streets. I'm going to give you that. Like,
that right, too.
Shut this bitch up. Like, niggas, I don't give a fuck, nigga, every car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every car, nigga, playing that shit.
That right, too.
Word for word, like, man, I don't understand why niggas feel like they got to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, not to you or any nigga. Like, I don't understand why you got to do something else. Let them folk cross over to you. That's how you're going to be big.
That's right, but you got to think.
Like, nigga think, I'm doing these crossover records. Your mixtape harder than your albums, bro, because you're trying too hard on the album.
That's right, too.
That's just how I be. Niggas got that nigga, put that, get that same effortless shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? The geeked up shit that you think ain't shit going to be something.
That right,
I'm putting you down.
Yeah, but you got to think, too. You young, like, I don't know what I know now.
I just put that out there for the listeners, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But, like, putting in my mind, you young, you like, my boss man and them told me to go with this shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I kid you not, bro. I would not participate for the song, bro, for like the first 3 months. I'm like, man, I don't pay radio over 100,000, man. Can you please participate? And you feel me? Like, I'm like, all right. I did the dance on Milk Marie. Like, this the first time I did it. Like, the girl went crazy. Mm-hmm. I get drunk again. I do it on Flip. I like, shit, okay. This will make me like the song for the minute. Then the dance got old. I got tired of doing it. Like, it's straight up. You feel me? Yeah. Shit wasn't the same vibe no more. You feel me?
Yeah, let's talk about what space was you in when you did the freestyle that went viral. That was overseas. Tim Westwood.
I don't know, bro. I was so happy to be overseas. I think that was my first time overseas, and I don't even freestyle for nobody.
Yeah,
put the phone on. Hello.
It's like when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I was tripping. But the freestyle was still hard. I was just excited. Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah, and how you feel when you look back at that?
It's like a memory.
A memory.
Yeah, like. I was high hell excited.
Yeah.
Don't do this shit no more. But this shit was still dope.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I don't be like, if it happened, it happened. Like, I ain't like ashamed of it. Mm. I ain't ashamed of my dance. I wear that shit on my sleeve. That is what it is.
Mm.
I probably shouldn't have did it.
Standing up on it.
Yeah. Like, you feel me? I probably shouldn't have did it, but I did, and that's me. You feel me? Like, nah, I ain't tucking my tail. You feel me? Yeah. And I'm going to come back from the dance. Watch me. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? No cap.
Yep.
You feel me? Yeah.
How much music you say you still make a week? You still go as hard as when you first started, or you slowed it down?
Not as hard. Only because, like, I be trying to get myself, like, shit to talk about. Then, like, even, like, in the past, doing all them songs, then, like, just letting the motherfuckers sit. So now I be trying to just, like, get in the yo, like, when I really got shit on my mind, maybe once a week, about five songs a week. So, you feel me? Just still try to just, like, overdo myself. You feel me? But I try to get my time, try to get myself time to let my brain just marinate on my thoughts.
Mm.
You feel me? Yeah.
Okay. Who's somebody you ain't get a chance to work with or fuck with yet? That you feel like you still gotta get in with?
Rihanna. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
And speaking of that, you'll bring her to your world, or would you go?
It don't even matter, Rih. Like, I'm like, if she want me to come to her world, like, it ain't no preference. Like, I like to work, you feel me? Like,
did you get in?
Oh yeah. Like, with her, I'm trying to work. So if she bring me to her world, that's what I prefer. Do some shit I ain't used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? She want to come to my world, that's even better. Because I'm already comfortable and I can, if you feel me.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, though. I just, like, a fan of Rihanna, though. Her voice and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not even, like, sexual. Of course, like, she fine as fuck, but I want to work with her, though.
What's some shit that Quan be doing that we might not even expect you to do? Like, some shit that you into?
I said, Reed,
you told us about that.
That's powerful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get more out of mission through a book opposed to a movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Learning new words, then, like, if I'm going to be a rapper, might as well watch other artists, you know what I mean? Even if I don't like to listen to other music, other artists, just to see how they get their message out, you feel me? So, like, reading is probably, like, the powerful thing I do.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. And I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That was another crazy moment where I felt like they just overdid the whole thing. When
tell
you did
bank,
the
man, tell them Bank sent the jewel.
Bankers making plays on Big Flex. Yeah. when
tell them you coming to me.
Real play.
Big facts. Live, unedited. The Biggie shit.
Yeah. Sure, oh yeah. Man, see now that shit was just like bro, you know, like TV different.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, yeah, TV different, bro. Like bro, LaKim called me up. Today or Friday, LaKim called me Saturday. Like, I performed Sunday. Mm-hmm. Can you come doing this tribute to Biggie? Mm-hmm. So,
for the record, you are a Biggie fan. Like, you because people were saying, oh, because
like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even lie. Like, I know Biggie songs, but like, I ain't no fan. Well, I just know a Biggie catalog only. But so, like, let me put you down. Hello? So, she called it Friday. She hit back Saturday morning, like, what you gonna do? I go tomorrow. Mm. I was like, all right, bet. This Lil' Kim, I don't wanna leave her hanging. Yeah, so keep in mind, I don't even know what song I'm doing. Then, like, I'm from the South, like, so I ain't really just Biggie, not my preference. I ain't going to Biggie, you feel me? It was more pop, but you feel me? So,
like, a long story short. Because Kim hit you and you fuck
with
Kim.
Yeah, it's Kim. I go, we in New York. The day I get there, she's like, well, we're gonna do this song. I was like, they know. I'm like, I don't even know it. Can you get me the lyrics?
So you told them you ain't know the song.
Bro, we in rehearsals. I didn't even rehearse. I was
I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, I ain't even rehearsed. You feel me?
My bad. I was just on the phone. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, them folks out there tried bro, you up with that shit, bro.
She called me. I told her she called me Friday. Like, she hit me up. Like, hey, Quan, you know I fuck with your music. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I want you to come up here and doing a bigger tribute. I was like, all right. But I ain't just telling her. Yeah. She was like, it's Sunday. She hit back the next morning. Quan, I really want you to do it. I was like, all right, bet. So I'm going up there. So she hit me with the song. She like, this is the song I want you to do. I'm like, I don't even know it. They get me the lyrics. But make a long story short, they were like, Quan, we're going to put it on the teleprompter for you. Bro, I get out there. I ain't nothing on the teleprompter.
Oh,
I can't hold no lyrics.
But they didn't get a song just to listen to earlier? Like,
yes, but
you
like, bro,
listen on your phone.
I don't even write my own music. So it's like, this is a whole process I don't even do when I, like, record. You feel me? Like, the way I made my art, And, like, I ain't know I was going to be mimicking big exact words. Like, I ain't know what the fuck I was going to be doing. I just told her, y'all, this Lil' Kim, you know, you don't want to fuck out no relationship. She done called 3 times. Obviously, she want me to do it. You feel me? Because Fabulous was supposed to do it. I was like, Fabulous, bro, you made me look like that on TV, nigga. You supposed to do it. You feel me? But I ain't know it, and I ain't act like I did. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
bro, I didn't know it, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? You don't heard the song. You know, like, the words everybody know, but the
you
part.
You know the vibe of it, but you don't know the lyrics.
Man, come on, man.
But you fuck with Biggie.
Man, I went and bought a Coogee sweater and everything, man. You feel me? That shit, man, I had a Coogee sweater on and everything.
Now they got the teleprompters on the stage and
but
shit. That's what they supposed to
but
have.
But they didn't
bro,
have the lyrics.
They told
they,
me, like,
supposed to,
you feel me? We're going to have the teleprompters on there. You feel me? I'm going to get out there. Ain't nothing out there. You feel me? I think that shit was on. Nah, I ain't gonna say that because I fuck with Kim, but like, I got sabotaged.
Wow.
You feel me? Like, I don't know though, but like, when I got out there, it wasn't no teleprompters. You feel me? Wasn't no teleprompters.
You probably shouldn't have tried to keep going. You should have just got down.
I look like,
I wonder if he just.
That was just natural instinct, like, just vibe. Like, I'm on stage, like, you know? Then you gotta think, like, I can't hear myself. You got these things in your mic ain't on, so you think, oh, they can't hear my shit. But you look at it on TV, boy, they got everything, like, verbatim. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, then, like, I watched it one time with, like, the word come on at the bottom. Like, yeah. Like gibberish. That's what it said, gibberish. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No cap. That shit said gibberish. You feel me? So, like, that shit just ham, bro.
That's crazy. But then again, all that is what make you rich on me, Quan. Like, you don't regret none of that shit. It's part of the story.
It, you got to go harder, bro. You got to go harder,
It come with it, man.
Keep
going
in, man. That's it, man.
Nothing perfect, though.
Yeah. Well, we like to always ask, man, before we wrap the big facts, man, we want to make sure everybody in a good headspace. Yeah. So we've been talking about, like, mental health and are you all right? We ask everybody that, not just pinpointing you, but you all right?
Nah,
you feel good? You happy?
I feel great, man. I'm good mentally. You feel me? I'm mentally stronger than I ever was. You feel me?
What happened for
way more sober. Mm. You feel me? So clear thoughts. You feel me?
You said way more sober.
Yeah.
Okay.
All them drugs.
Smoking weed. Mm. You feel me?
Them drugs. Nick can't be fucking them drugs, bro. Them other drugs do something else, bro. I'm telling you. You got to smoke that weed.
Yeah, that weed going to do it, though. You feel me?
And them pills.
Just keep a clear, mind. You feel me? Keep a clear mind, bro. You feel me? Taking it one day at a time, bro. You feel me? I'm controlling the music, not letting the music control me.
Right.
You feel me?
And you having fun with it still?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having fun.
For sure, man. We appreciate you pulling up the big facts, man. Let everybody know what's coming up for the 2020. The fans got to know something.
Oh,
you got to give them some type of info.
Oh, right, shit. We dropping more videos from the Coma Project.
Mm-hmm.
We probably drop like 2-3 more projects this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to do a book this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Other than that, man, I'm on my mogul business shit the whole year. You feel me? Just because you don't hear from me, just because you don't see from me, don't mean I ain't working. I'm working, man. I just ain't social friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm. That shit ain't the same no more.
So we will get new Quan music this year.
Yeah, of course, bro. Of course, okay. Like
go hard.
First quarter this year.
First quarter.
Yeah. When the first quarter over?
April 1st is the second quarter.
Yeah, before second quarter. Man.
Oh, first quarter. We getting first quarter music.
Yeah, I got some first quarter shit that come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. For
I
sure.
Got you.
Okay.
I got you. Go hard. Yeah. That's,
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all pulling up, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I got the Coma out right now on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I'm streaming everywhere. You feel me? We're going crazy with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Big shouts out to Rich Homie Quan. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank Black. And Rich Homie Quan, Big Facts. Salute.
Yeah.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.